Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Welcome to Brass and Mails Reviewed World. I'm looking at you as I say welcome, but you've just been here for a while, so...
Thanks for welcoming me in, though.
Yes, welcome to your own podcast.
Welcome to you as well.
I love what you've done with the place.
Ah, thanks.
This week we're going to have a little bit of preliminary chat. It's a section we like to call preliminary chat.
Yeah.
Between the last episode and this episode, April the 1st happened. That was April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Did you get any good pranks in on April Fool's Day?
No, my life is just one giant joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, mate.
You just periscope your day and the rest of the world...
Laughed in it. Laughed. And laughed at me.
Very, very funny. I was watching, laughing, tweeting a lot about it. It was a real, like, internet dog pile, to be honest. It was slightly mean-spirited. I just went for the good old classic hole in the ground, put some branches and leaves and stuff like that over the hole. Yeah. You never guess what happened.
Go on.
Forgot I put it there. I only went and fell in it myself, didn't I? God, what am I like? No feedback this week because I think we're just not doing that anymore.
Depends if we're getting anything good. Also, we're getting into it. We're speeding through this podcast. We're getting into it.
Yeah, this is our new attitude. Had our revelation last week.
We're upbeat. There's energy.
Yeah.
We're happy. We're excited.
There's a musical bed now under everything we're saying.
Ooh.
Like on Radio 1.
Oh, very nice.
Well, at least for this intro bit.
Okay.
You know, you can groove out to it a little
bit.
Can we
have like...
The
go on.
Children's news thing.
News round?
Yeah, it's like news round now.
All right.
Yeah.
I quite like the sound of an aquarium. Like in the water, not like just people milling about, banging on glass.
Yeah. Where's the dolphins?
Yeah.
Well, that's... You're lucky because that's what it's actually sounded like for the last 15 seconds. Been in an aquarium.
Nice.
We are in an aquarium right now. Maybe that's how we should start doing this, is each week we'll come from a different location.
Yeah.
Man, this live brainstorming thing. Maybe we should do some of this off the air. But we are at our best when we're talking into these microphones and coming up with fantastic ideas.
It's weirdly true how good we are.
Or how bad we are at all other times.
Yes.
Unless... You've got any other things to bring to the table? That's probably our preliminary chat,
right? Let's get into it. Let's get going.
We're going straight into it. Boom, pow, 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 pow. Mud. Rotty guy. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Fish, fish. Yo, passing through St. John's is like you in an ocean. I see a problem and I really can't support them. All kind of fish dead from liquor to the old one. And we are back, and I believe that I'm doing the first review.
It's you, mate, yeah.
This week. We didn't even explain how the show works. We review stuff.
People
know. All of the stuff.
Episode 9.
Episode 9.
Who would believe it? We've done 9. We've not been stopped yet.
We have not been stopped yet, although we have been getting a lot of threatening notices.
We have, yeah.
So, will episode 10 come? Not sure.
If... We get to 10, that is going to be a landmark crown in the
double digits.
And
I
can let you in a little bit of secret now. It's going to be a good one.
It will be a good. I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
That one will be better.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
If only for us. plans are afoot. My first review of the show, which is my review.
Yes, it is.
That makes sense. Yeah, that tracks.
Yep, it does.
Is going to be of a little known website. It's one of those obscure hits I've kind of pulled out to bring some attention to. It's www.facebook.com, facebookdotcom.
Nice.
It's what they call social networking website.
Blogging. Like blogging.
It's sort of like a micro blogging kind of site.
Okay.
Combined with a sort of photo journal sort of thing.
Flickr.
And, you know, it's imagine Flickr and Twitter and LinkedIn.
And Bebo.
Yeah, just imagine Bebo.
Love Bebo. Did you have a Bebo?
I never had a Bebo. I only know about Bebo as the butt of jokes like this.
Yeah.
I had a Friends Reunited.
Really?
Account. Well, I set one up for my primary school. For when I was like 14 or 15, I went on it.
Yeah.
And set one up for my time at primary school.
Okay.
And just typed a load of nonsense in. And then I immediately like regretted it. But I couldn't figure out how to like take it down.
Yeah.
And so I just spent the next couple of years like in a mild state of low level anxiety that somebody would find all this like embarrassing stuff that I'd written at the age of 14 that I thought was really funny and was actually just like the most cringe inducing awful stuff you could possibly share with the world.
If you can find it, please send me a link.
No. Here's the good thing. Friends Reunited, no longer a website.
Oh,
no longer a going concern.
That's my evening ruined.
Really, I would not be talking about it publicly if it was still out there. Alex. Like, that like really just lifted a weight off of my shoulders when I found that out. Because that was really hanging over me. I feel sorry for the youth of today. Like the bollocks I used to come out with as a teenager. Like everything about my life was terrible.
Yeah.
And the way I comported myself and acted was regrettable. And I now just feel a deep pit of shame thinking about any of it. But luckily, everybody else who saw it is probably so consumed with their own shame at their own past that they're not really that concerned about it. And none of it has been recorded, really. Bits and bobs might exist here and there, but very little of it is recorded online. Whereas, if all of that shit had been on Facebook or, you know, places like that,
yeah,
it would really be a lot harder to get rid of that digital footprint.
See, yeah, I know what always concerns me with Facebook. I went on a bit of a change and just tried to like put as little information on there as possible. Don't know why. Probably one of my efforts to go like they know too much.
Yeah.
But then everybody knows everything else about me.
And luckily, not many people care.
No, yeah, that's the thing as well.
But like, if they ever start taking an interest, then you're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I took down a load of photos and stuff like that, but nobody gives a toss.
I deleted a bunch of friends. This is like years ago now, three, 4, 5 years ago even. I was like, I'm going to delete all these people I'm not actually friends with.
Oh, no, I love a good call.
And I massively regret it now because I've gone the opposite way where I don't overshare, but I put a lot of stuff on Facebook and I like having lots of friends who I don't know. Because my favourite thing about Facebook is that it is a window into other people's lives.
That means that everybody else's life is shy.
Not necessarily. It's all banal. It's all mundane stuff, right? It's like, I am commenting on this video of a recipe, or I am I am writing some stuff about I went to the pub last night with my friends and had a good time. Or it's Monday, got to go to work. Frowny face.
Should I get back into it then?
It's not necessarily for everyone. I think it can be quite unhealthy, and I think it does make people unhappy sometimes.
Yeah. The unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know if you have this problem, but I definitely have. It's now like muscle memory.
Yeah,
just to go on it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Wake up in the morning, roll over, turn off my alarm on my phone, open Facebook.
Yeah, like I'll load up a website. Like before, it used to default to BBC News.
I think.
I don't know if you do, but I still have like, is my internet working? I'll check BBC. Yeah. The BBC comes up, internet's working.
has society collapsed? Oh no, BBC News is still there.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
But no, there is, I think there's something. I don't know anywhere else that has done this or for any other sites that affect anybody else, but Facebook has ingrained itself so much into society. It's scary.
You know what I do sometimes?
Go on.
This is really bad. It's like, if I'm feeling a bit groggy, I'm just like in the shower first thing in the morning. Sometimes I just say out loud, I just say the word Facebook.
What?
I don't know why. It's just like, it's just so in my brain that like, I just have that. You know, you get that impulse every now and then, like, I better check Facebook. I haven't checked it in like 5 minutes. I'm having that impulse when I don't actually have my phone in my hand. And, like, literally the only time that happens is when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
And because I don't have... I'll just say it out loud because I don't have my phone in my hand to check it. Like, that's fucked up.
That is really messed up.
That is bad. I wonder if anybody else in the world does that.
I've started to slip recently and started saying Alexa out loud.
Oh, really?
When I'm not at home.
Oh, that'll make you look like a crazy person.
It really does, especially when I'm sat at work.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, oh, I need to do some quick maths. I'll be like,
yeah.
Alexa.
Yeah.
And then there's just no answer. And like my mate laughing behind me.
Yeah. And like if you go too far down that road, you start getting angry when Alexa doesn't reply to you. And then you're just that guy on the bus like shouting to himself.
It's a slippery slope for me, but it's eventually leading there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that. It's such a double-edged sword, Facebook, because there are things about it which are so worrying and like the things it's doing to your brain and your attention span and your relationship with the world and the way that you get your news and your information, that kind of stuff. All of that is worrying to, like, not even worrying because it's just definitely bad. But at the same time, you get like, well, apart from like getting to stay in touch with mates, like I've got mates in Manchester and New York and family in other parts of the world and stuff like that, and I can very easily see what they're up to and keep up ongoing conversations with them, and that's all great, and I can take a picture of what I'm doing and show them, and that's really good. That's great, and I think we would miss that massively if it was good. But like more than that, I just like looking at the lives of strangers.
There we go.
It's so,
the lurker, he appears.
It's so compelling. Yeah, like I've got people who've added me on Facebook and I know they've made a mistake. And I'm like, you don't know me. You've confused me with someone else. And I will definitely add them. Because now there's just like some dude in Mexico who's posting shit in Spanish and weird pictures of his life. And I'm like, don't know what you're on about, but I like seeing it. Or like
how's Jose getting on today? Let's check in on him.
Yeah, totally. Like people I was at university with like 10 years ago and didn't know well at all.
Yeah.
And I just see this, like, what's going on in this person's life in another part of the country. And I don't know, it's like, it's really compelling to me to, like, see, to just get a little snapshot of strangers' lives like that. Like, quite personal, intimate details of strangers' lives sometimes.
I don't really get that on my... I don't know. I think I've just got shit friends on mine because I don't get that. I just get...
Well, this is because you call. You shouldn't call. You should...
Yeah.
Well, you should call if you want to. But for me, like, doing anti-calling has...
Maybe I should reach out again and try and broaden my net.
Yeah.
Because all I'm getting is people liking Unilad videos. That's all mine ever is.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I do is, like, block specific pages and websites. So even if people, like, share them, just, like, never show me Unilad again.
Ooh, I might do that.
That's a good thing to do. I told my mate about that, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to get into that. And he blocked so much stuff, he said he just basically like shut down Facebook and he was barely seeing anything anymore.
I like it.
But the other good thing is if you want to just shout about all the nonsense you're doing, like your podcast or your new album, which is out and available now on Bandcamp, if you search for Bandcamp Raphael Attar, R-A-P-H-A-E-L, A-T-T-A-R, the album being called Raphael Attar Sings the Hits. You can put those kind of things on Facebook.
Yeah,
And just, you know, you might not... It's not quite living the Lily Allen dream where you can, you know, make this massive breakthrough success from nowhere. Because actually, it turns out all the people who have succeeded through social media have, by and large, also had money and industry backing behind them.
Yeah, some sort of bollocks, yeah.
But you can find a little audience and you can, you know... do that kind of stuff. You can publish things online, you can have conversations. It's kind of a middle ground between a site like Twitter, which is just like bastards shouting at each other.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you, mate, I probably would lean more towards Twitter than Facebook.
Fuck it, Twitter's the worst, man.
On the way to work, it's a good... I like it, just a quick little snippets to read.
That's the thing, I think people have got different sites. Like, I know lots of people who like hate Facebook but love Instagram, because Instagram's super positive and it's just one big group hug. Everyone likes everything, everyone's really nice to each other. Twitter's the opposite of that, where it's just like one big fucking shark tank. Maybe this is just my own experience of Twitter.
So, all right, if each social media platform was an emotion.
Yes.
What emotions would you give to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Bebo.
But
I think Instagram is the emotion you get while having a group hug with your friends.
Yeah. A bit joyous.
Yeah, I kind of you feel supported and supportive.
Right.
You feel like a positive connection with other people. And maybe the reason I'm saying that is because I've got a very low number of friends on Instagram, and they're by and large people I know well.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just the proportion of strangers that leads to this kind of thing. Twitter, almost all strangers. Like, there are a few people I know personally who I'm like connected to on Twitter. But for me, actually, Twitter, the primary emotion was jealousy, because I ended up like adding a bunch of people who were like making music and performing and doing stuff like that, and then just got caught in a cycle of bitterness and jealousy of like, everybody listen to my stuff, everybody stop talking about their stuff, because why, like, let's talk about my stuff instead.
Twitter's just like, who can shout loudest.
I got into a really unhealthy relationship with Twitter specifically, so I stepped back from that one. And then Facebook was, it's kind of in the middle, because there's lots of genuine friends, but there are also people who I am A, there's strangers who I don't know at all, and B, there's a kind of middle ground of people who I have met in real life a couple of times.
Right.
But I'm pretty good friends with on Facebook, because, like, you know you sometimes add someone on Facebook who you've met at a party or something, and then you just find they're sharing loads of stuff that you like, so you're just always liking their stuff. And then, like, you comment on something of theirs, they comment on something, and next thing you know, you're like, you're always popping up in each other's feeds. You're like, yeah, we were, like, good Facebook friends. But actually, when you think about it, you've only met them twice. Yes,
you'd no idea.
Don't have their phone number. Yeah. In any other circumstance, they'd be like a friend of a friend that you sort of vaguely remembered. But I've got like a couple of Facebook friends like that, and it's a cool thing to like have a conduit for cool shit in your life, where just an interesting person is occasionally going like, oh, here's like a funny picture, or here's an article you might
like. So would you say that Facebook has become a platform to share content from Dig?
Yeah, well, this is the thing about Facebook these days, is it's just eaten every other website.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook is Twitter and Instagram and Reddit and Bebo and LinkedIn and everything now, really. It does it all.
Okay, let me throw out a social media platform that I knew you got well into, and maybe a few other people didn't. A little treat called Yik Yak.
Oh, Yik Yak was so good, and then they fucking ruined it.
You took that place.
Yeah.
To like, you just took it and ran with it in ways I never thought we could.
Took over my life for a couple of weeks. Yik Yak was a social media site where it was all location based and it was anonymous.
Yeah.
So it was like one stream of comments, basically.
Yeah.
Imagine Twitter, but everybody posting is just anonymous people who are physically close to you.
Yeah.
And that was wicked, especially because I was working in a place that was near a university, so there were lots of students using it.
It was that used to be on the way to work, reading what escapades you were trying to run.
I was just low-level trolling people around me. Like, nothing mean, but just like...
There was one that I would say was quite mean.
Was that the guy who was trying to find me in a park?
Yeah,
there was somebody... But I thought it was... Yeah, basically somebody was saying... I can't remember what it was. They were trying to just say, is anybody around who wants to meet up? And I was saying, yeah, I'm in this park.
Yeah.
Come find me, I'm by the statue.
But what was happening was you could see this park from the window in your office, and you were just watching this person wander around the park upset.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were saying, like, I'm by the statue. I was like, no, that statue, the other statue. Like, go this way. Go. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, the context of it, I think they were trying to buy a pencil off me or something. That was why we were meeting. I was like, this is so stupid. This is clearly... Like... Actually, the meanest thing I would do was if tourists were on there saying, like, hey, what's a good thing to do in London on a Tuesday night? I'd always respond, you should go check out Croydon. It's like, it's the most jumping part of London. So it's a little bit out of the way, but once you get out there, like, it's like, it's really hopping. It's the place to be, all the locals.
You were forever also searching for a pianist for a fictional band, I seem to remember, or something like that.
And then I got into telling, and then, well, I started feeling a bit mean, so I got into being like a really happy, clappy Christian. And whenever anybody would say, like, oh, so like, what's a good thing to have for lunch around here? And I'd be like, oh, you know what the best thing to have in your life at lunchtime?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. and if anybody would be mean, I would just be like super positive back to them. And that was all great. And sometimes also, because it was anonymous, you could pretend to be two people in a conversation.
Yeah.
So you could get in a massive argument with yourself.
Yeah, that was also good.
And have somebody else trying to like calm down the situation. Yeah. It was wicked for all these kind of shenanigans.
Yeah, you could bolster these fake conversations. But then, like, yeah.
Then they ruined it because it was still vaguely anonymous, but within one conversation, you could tell who the people were. So you couldn't pretend to be two different people. Yeah. And that really took the wind out of myself. Also, I was spending an unhealthy amount of time on it. I was lying in bed, like late at night, just yik-yakking, checking my yik-yaks, like ignoring all the people around me, just like
having
arguments with myself.
It was good though. It was good while it lasted.
It was good while it lasted. I'm glad I've got myself off.
Yeah, I think the sun set at a perfect time.
Yeah. But while that was a flash in the pan, like Facebook, it's steady, man. It's been there. It's been like a constant part of our lives for the last 10 years or so.
God, yeah, it will be something like that. Won't
it? It will probably survive at least another 5, I think. Maybe it will be longer than that. Could well be longer than
people
that.
People have careers based around it now. Like,
Yeah.
Because there's something recently with my work, I'm getting into looking at Facebook advertising and the user interactions based around that.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, there's a whole nother level to Facebook that, like, day-to-day people, no idea
Facebook.
Of.
You just get on a Tor network, man, to get into there.
It is a bit mental.
It's like the dark web, but Facebook.
Yeah, there is dark Facebook.
I do not doubt it 1 second. And also, like, yeah, the whole thing is massively just a data mining exercise to get all your information and sell you shit.
So, like, it is
But at the same time, the amount of what I've gotten out of Facebook, having never actually spent any money directly on Facebook, is kind of awesome when you think about it. You know, the amount of time I spent on it and the amount of valuable interactions I've had with it for something that has been essentially free is kind of like amazing.
But this is the thing though, is now would you say information is probably the most valuable commodity?
Gold. I think it's still gold. Like, it's very expensive gold, as it turns out. Obviously, like, there's loads more shit I could say about Facebook, but I don't want to dwell too long on it. So, I think it goes, like, some people treat Facebook as a necessary evil. I think, actually, it's like a wicked free service that has got some, but it's got some rough edges, it's got some downsides, and it's possible to have an unhealthy relationship with it, like it is with anything good. You know, you can have an unhealthy relationship with food or with heroin or any, like, great thing.
I love that they're your two to
those
go
my,
to.
Those my, I mean, those are my vices. You know, we've all got our little vices. But, you know, all in all, I think Facebook is actually, like, pretty fucking good. And for that reason, I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh, okay.
That ooh was me deciding between an 8 and a 9. I was tempted
bloody
by the
hell.
9. I'm going to go with an 8. It's got its downsides, but by and large, it's wicked, it's free. Get on Facebook, man. It's good.
Right, wicked.
And with that, let's advertise something.
I met her on Facebook. Shorty was so bad, I could barely take my eyes off her photos. I met her on Facebook. Tried to find her on my space, wondering how she might look with no clothes. I met her on Facebook. I ain't a spoken cafe, but I'ma have to follow you on my Twitter. I met her on Facebook. 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 I met her on Facebook. Damn, shorty, she so bad. Damn, she's the best I ever had. I really wanna take you home, lay you down, girl, let's get it on. I know you won't be disappointed, baby. Call me professor, let me educate ya. Yeah, got a few things I could teach you. All I wanna do is please you. I met her on Facebook. Shorty was so bad, I could barely take my eyes off her photos. I met her on Facebook. Tried to find her on my space, wondering how she might look with no clothes. I met her on Facebook. I ain't a stalker, babe, but I'ma have to follow you on my Twitter. I met her on Facebook. Facebook, yeah. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. I met her on Facebook. I think I'm addicted.
Hello, hello. We're going to advertise something. I'm inspired by Facebook. We're going to advertise something. Yes. Can you remember what we're advertising this week?
Yes. In an effort to try and gain actual advertisers.
Yes.
We've played around with a few ideas.
Yeah.
Listen, our devoted avid listeners will know some have been great, some have been terrible.
I feel like the last one we did was pretty terrible, but I may have edited it down severely, which I know whether I've done that or not, because that was like that 2 weeks ago.
Already
it got released.
Happened.
It's already happened. Man, time.
So what an idea we've got to garner the respect of advertisers around the world. We've already got marketing people on our side in the bag. Itsu offered us a job.
Yeah, we got a tweet from Itsu offering us a job.
Because we're so fucking good at marketing.
Yeah, but then we decided we were too good.
The pay wasn't there.
Pearls
the money wasn't right.
Swine.
So what we're going to do is we're gonna promote real products and basically show how good we are at advertising. Just flex our advertising muscle.
Yes. Our vocal muscles, yeah. Our advertising muscle.
Show the force and strength we've got. Because when you see the sales go through the roof.
Yeah.
And we're just throwing this out there as a freebie.
Yeah. I've got a jingle coming up later.
It's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be off the chain. And what product have we chosen to display our skills in relation to?
I call them a behemoth.
Yeah. Real titan.
I mean, it's. Many people have tried it and failed.
Yeah.
So I think
many species have tried it.
So I think this is where we can really show our strengths, play to our strengths as well. It's milk.
Milk. You may have heard of it.
I think that's all it needs. We've done it.
We've done it. Milk. It's milk.
You love it. Milk.
I like these taglines. You know, Salman Rushdie wrote "Go to work on an egg." Like, good tagline for an egg. What's the best like one line tagline for milk we can have? Milk. It's white and you love it.
Milk, have it cold.
Yeah. Milk, put it on your shreddies.
Yeah. Milk. That's it.
Just milk.
I think
it's
strong.
It's all white. The advert. I'm thinking of a billboard here. It's all white, and then written on this on that in white, it just says milk.
Would it be bad if we got somebody with a lisp to say milk? It's all white.
I think that's absolutely.
We'll get Jonathan
good.
Ross in.
Yeah, that would be really good. Or what about anybody got any milk?
Oh, strong.
I know there is already got milk.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing is I think we could do a play on that and we'll remind people of that while putting a sort of modern, spin on it.
Or I would do a scene where somebody walks into a pub, asks for a pint, and the barman turns around and goes, "How about milk?"
What about a hair advert? So you've got like a beautiful woman or a beautiful man with long, like David Ginola, with long flowing hair.
I love how you went with him. That's great.
And he's sort of basically throwing his head back and his long locks out, and he's just dousing his head in milk, and it's dripping through his hair and all over his face. And then somebody just whispers, "Milk."
Can I upset you slightly and say David Ginola's cut his hair off?
Oh fuck! Well, who's the modern David Ginola?
I don't think that we could ever compare it to anybody.
Who was that guy? He was either Italian or Argentinian, and he had three haircuts at the same time. And his name was like Barbito or something. Baggio. Roberto Baggio.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, all right.
I like that.
We'll get one of them footballers to do it. David Beckham? Has he got long hair these days?
No, I don't think so. Well, then we
Victoria Beckham.
Maybe we need to play on the idea that in films, they use milk instead of water to show rain because it shows up better on camera. That could be an avenue.
Yeah, so we'll just have one of those films where there's a really emotional scene in the rain, like Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, when he comes out at the end.
Yeah.
He said he crawled through shit, he crawled through milk.
He crawled through shreddies and he comes out and it's raining milk on top of him and he's like,
yes!
He starts eating the milk-soaked shreddies off
Done.
Of himself.
Right, that's it.
That's the advert, all
right. Right, before we give away any too much more.
All right, well, that's what you could have advertisers and the advert and then the jingle will just go like, milk, milk. 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 And that's adverse.
Adverse, beautiful. Milk, 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 milk,
sippy cup. In my sippy cup, milk in my sippy milk, milk in my sippy cup, milk in my sippy cup. In my sippy cup, milk in my sippy milk, milk in my sippy cup.
Milk in my sippy cup, rolling in my fire truck. If my cup runs out of milk, my mommy gonna fill it up. Mommy says if I drink milk, I grow up to be big and strong. So I drink it every day, and I drink it all night long. Playing with my music toys, now I'm making lots of noise. Making lots of friends with all of the other girls and boys. Don't give me skim, mommy, give me that hole. Sitting sideways in my truck, that's how I roll. I'm drinking that
milk, 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 milk in my sippy cup. In my sippy cup, milk in my sippy milk, milk in my sippy cup, milk in my sippy cup. In my sippy cup, milk in my sippy milk, milk in my sippy cup, milk in my sippy cup. In my sippy cup, milk in my sippy milk, milk in my sippy cup, milk in my sippy cup. In my sippy cup.
All right, we're back into it, and we are going to move on to our second review.
Yes, it is me.
It is you.
Me with the second one.
What is your review of?
After I blew people's minds 2 weeks ago with my extremely thought-provoking avant-garde piece about...
You provoked my thoughts like a matador provokes a bull.
Yeah, about contactless car payments. So I'm going something a bit more... I don't know, I'm still zigging and zagging. I'm not still going with the beef.
Yeah.
As some other podcasts would like to say, it is still 20 Serpentine.
Yes. Keep them guessing.
I've got to review the song Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
I know the song. What a Wicked Game.
To play, I think it goes.
It's a very beautiful, romantic...
It brings up a lot of weird emotions in me that I can't quite explain.
I think
probably a terrible platform to do this on.
I think actually that's the first word that would actually pop into my head is just emotional, sheer
yeah,
emotion.
I think, is it emotion? It like, I don't know, is it just pure, is the song just like pure sexiness in a song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, there's something about this song that does something to me, not in a weird way, but I think it's like, possibly the greatest song ever written. Not for the lyrics. It's that guitar bit that gets me.
Now.
Yeah.
That bit
always gets me.
You know why this is difficult to talk about, I think? Because you could talk about a piece of instrumental music the same way. It's not about what the words are about. It's about the sheer power.
Yeah, there's something about it all. Now I think about it, the lyrics I've got are quite good.
Yeah.
But there is, it's just, I don't know. I've never really had a song where it raises you to another level
and
like lifts you up like this song does. And it shocks quite a lot of people who know me when they find out that this is my favourite song.
Yeah, I was not expecting you to tell me right now that it was actually your favourite
song. Yeah, so
I
my
really
favorite
thought
song
it could
ever.
Go either way.
No, like, it's my favourite song ever. And I don't know, and this is the weird bit, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe this is where we can sort of crack into that.
Yeah,
into my,
okay,
get into my mind a bit.
So we're starting from the score. This is a 10 out of 10 song for you. But
yes.
But why is it?
So when
did you first
came over this about this song because I was into a NAF band called HIM. H-I-M.
Never heard of them.
When I was a youth.
Yeah.
They covered it.
Okay.
Right. And
did they do it in like a ska punk?
No, they did it very much the same way, but a bit more, maybe a bit heavier.
Mm-hmm.
They were like a faux metal band that did very much stuff about like emotion, like love featured heavily in all of their songs.
Right, okay.
The actual word love came up quite a lot. And I was like, oh, I know that tune from somewhere, and then I found this, and that were like all bets were off.
Yeah,
like
it is one of those songs where I know it well.
Yeah.
But fuck me if I know why I know it well.
I think it's just one of those.
In there.
Yeah. It's always been about.
Yeah.
Like, loads of songs that are always there. Like Caribbean Queen, if for some reason, is always in my life.
What's Caribbean Queen?
Caribbean Queen. That's always in my life. I shouldn't have attempted that. I don't know why I did it. But there's loads of songs that are just that I find are always in my life, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But this one, yeah, it's felt, I felt like I've known it all my life.
Yeah, so you first encountered it through him.
Yeah.
And then that led you to investigate further.
Yeah, and then that was it.
And was it love at first yeah. listen?
I think, yeah.
You know, actually, I had that experience with the song Zoom.
What song is that?
Zoom, it chases the day away.
I don't think I've ever heard that one,
well,
mate.
That's like my Caribbean Queen.
Okay.
Where I heard it on like a TV program or something, had to immediately go and kazar it.
Ooh.
And then...
those were the days.
So yeah, those were the days. Would you have first gotten a hold of Wicked Game through kazar?
I would have got it. No, I'll tell you what. It was so early in my life, I got it through Napster.
Oh, right. And OG Napster.
I had a little... For some reason, I don't know why, but my mum was so on point one birthday that she bought me an MP3 player.
Yeah.
When everybody else was getting mini disc players.
Oh, you lucky devil.
And it was just like, wow, I don't know how she knew about it.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a technological person.
Yeah.
But she got me this, and I think I could fit 128 songs on it.
That's all you need, really.
And this was on every rotation.
Yeah, 128. Like this. Wicked Game, 128
But
times.
It was so weird, because like, I was listening to this, I was listening to Slipknot, him, and like loads of other shite metal, yeah. and like CKY and stuff like that. And
I was going
like,
to say, what's the Venn diagram? But I guess him is actually the centre of that Venn diagram between Slipknot and Chris Isaak.
Yeah, I think they were the bridge
yeah.
that brought me to this beautiful paradise.
yeah, and of the music you were listening to then, I mean, do you still listen to any Slipknot or
Every
him?
Every now and again, you know when you have like, I'm having a shit time,
yeah.
I want to be angry, rationally angry.
Yeah.
I'll put this on.
Put this on, Limp Bizkit's break
stuff. Oh, God, no. Unless it's any fucking Limp Bizkit.
But Chris Isaak has stayed in the regular rotation.
Chris Isaak, that was a pop shield moving. It's always on. I wouldn't say it's on heavy rotation. I probably will listen to it once every 2 months, once every 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like,
I suppose you're no longer like heartbroken on a regular basis.
No, I think this was also to do with being a stupid teenager full of hormones and emotions,
yeah, yeah.
like, why does nobody love me? Yeah. I love everything. Why does it not love me back? Oh, there's so much strife in my life. Oh,
why doesn't anyone else
like
get it?
Stood in a window looking out of it yeah. with rain coming on the window like
yeah.
as a 13-year-old thinking, oh my God, why is life so difficult?
I'm feeling more strongly than anyone else could ever
yeah.
possibly have felt.
Nobody's ever felt the way I feel.
Nobody understands me apart from Chris Isaak.
Yeah. And I honest to God think that was my
Chris
life.
Chris gets me.
Yeah. And then, I had a horrible, like, there's always been this one song, and it wasn't up until a few days before we actually were recording of this podcast.
Yeah.
I thought, I wonder what other songs Chris Isaak's done.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, because for the life of me, I've got no idea who this dude is.
No, I've got no fucking idea who he is either, even though this song is, like, the most integral part of my life.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you the band who did the song Zoom.
No. Oh. So I listened to some of the other songs and they're horrendous.
Really?
They're really bad.
So like, he just struck
gold. I don't know. I think I need to look into this a bit more and see, like, did somebody write this for him?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody did write it for him, I want to find out. But yeah, there's just something about him. Not him. It's this song. This song.
He just struck on magic somehow. Sorry, we both stopped talking a little bit because we're definitely both just Googling.
Yeah, we're
game.
Both looking into it. It turns out he's quite good friends with David Lynch and Twin Peaks. Now that makes a lot of
that
sense.
That does make a
that
lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense as to why I'm into it.
Yeah. The song is written in the mode of B. Dorian.
Don't know what that means.
It's a type of scale.
All right. The Celine Dion handbags were all named after stupid music-related things.
All music describes the song as being written in a brooding, sorrowly conflicted tone. Literally, I'm just reading sentences at random from Wikipedia.
I think that's probably what it is about, is the brooding emotion that perfectly described my teenage years.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of brooding, a lot of emotion, like basically just the film Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, like watching that, watching Donnie Darko, yeah. and like shit like that, and being a twat.
But being so deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god, so goddamn deep.
Yeah.
You, mate, you wouldn't understand. Yeah. You would not understand.
Yeah, I think I used to ostentatiously. I think I used to ostentatiously read books, which would give me the impression, or I thought would give other people the impression that I was deep. It must be he's reading a play.
Yeah, that. I don't know why I was never very vocal about this song though either.
I think that's,
my love wasn't.
You've dodged a bullet there, really. Yeah, if you were just known as Males, he's that guy who's really into Wicked Game for some reason.
I don't know why it's. Because there was talk of it being the first dance at the wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's just too much of an insight into my life.
Yeah, it's too personal. You can't just let people see right through to your soul.
See how much of a twat I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it just kind of goes to show that sometimes love isn't a rational thing, you know what I mean? It just strikes you out of the blue, and the heart wants what it wants, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if it was more that or just me like going, hey, this will make me seem edgy.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. How did you think your love for Wicked Game would be perceived when you were a teenager? Was it something you wanted to keep secret? Or was it something you wanted people to know about?
Yeah, I don't think I intentionally kept it secret. I think it was just like, I don't know, it would be like, I'll tell girls about this, and they'll think, fuck, he's deep.
Yeah.
Like, he has emotions, man. Like, wow. Like, he's not like all those other guys.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would like to meet that version of you. I don't think I would have necessarily liked to meet that version of you when I was that version of me.
No, oh, I was such a knobhead. Like, I don't know what changed.
Well, I'm not sure how much actually did.
I'm a different kind of knobhead now.
Yeah. Do you remember the music video for this song?
Barely.
And that, to be honest, was my strongest impression of the song, because it had a very a beautiful woman in it being all sexy in black and white, while Chris Isaak was being all sexy. And so they were both just sort of lounging around on a beach in black and white, being soulful.
I think I might be getting it confused with the video for Man, I Feel Like a Woman for some reason.
I mean, they're very similar in terms of the amount of sexiness on display.
Okay.
But that's just music videos for you, really, isn't it? And that's just, you know, that's just our capitalist society selling us each other when we could just have it for free if we just loved, you know? If we just listened to the words of Chris Isaak a little bit more. Not even the words, just the emotion he was putting out into the world. And we stopped commodifying everything and we just let our hearts run free like a wild horse over a beach.
I think that might be my new Chris Isaak.
I'm only coming out with this stuff because I've been looking at a picture of Chris Isaak.
Has he done it? Has his eyes got you?
It's just his attitude. He's not even looking at the camera because he's probably feeling too deeply to make eye contact. He's got stuff going on in his inner world.
He looks like a bloody country and western singer.
Yeah, like. He does a bit, or like a 1950s Greece rocker.
What was I thinking? I don't know what I was thinking.
That's the thing, you weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking.
You were feeling.
Mate, yeah. The emotion took over.
Yeah. You were following your heart.
And was that such a crime?
No, I don't think it is. I think sometimes we don't have to be able to explain why we love the things we love. We just fucking love them, and that's all right.
Do you know one
Males,
thing?
Males, I forgive you. but can you forgive yourself?
Maybe. I know. Do you think I know one thing that might make this song better?
A dubstep remix?
A Spanish version. I imagine that'd be super sexy.
Yeah. Oh my god. I don't think the world could take it.
Yeah, I think it probably should be banned.
Yeah. I mean, that would probably lead to just the breakdown of society. It probably for the better, though, because we would all just sort of be loving. Metaphorically, yeah. Physically, literally, figuratively, every kind of way that is possible to love, and wouldn't the world be better for that?
Yeah, I think it would. And then go on Facebook and tell people about your love.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And go on Instagram and put on very explicit pictures.
No nips. You're not allowed to show nips.
Are you not?
No.
Pretty sure I've seen that, someone else.
Have you not seen the whole free the nip thing? Because they're like, you can see men's nipples, but not women's.
Oh. Those bastards.
Yeah. Even those women's actually serve a purpose.
Goddamn patriarchy. Getting us again. Chris Isaac wouldn't. I wonder if he's a terrible person. I hope he's not.
No. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I don't even care about him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bigger than him, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
could remove him from it completely.
Yeah, it's funny how these great works of art sometimes come out of, like, a person who's, you know, may have been working away steadily in their field, but has never made much of that level of impact on anything else, but they'll just come out with a belter, like the Baha Men.
Yes, 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 very much the Baha Men.
All right, are there any other thoughts or feelings you'd like to express?
Please... Go out there. I don't know. Should you run a bath? Light some candles.
Yeah.
Put this song on.
Yeah.
And then
clear your schedule.
Yeah. Make sure you've not got whatever listening device you're listening on shuffle, so you don't get a horrible shock after listening to such a.
No, you don't want it on shuffle. You want it on repeat.
Yeah.
Repeat one song.
Listen to this song and think of teenage me, worried about. Everything.
Weeping in a window. Yeah. looking out at the cruel world.
Yeah, why is everything so cruel and awful to me?
You know, another good song for that is...
Any Avril Lavigne song or something stupid like that.
Yeah, Aquaman or something. It was... well, you know what? Can't remember. I'll fix that in post. Yeah. There are a lot of songs like that, aren't there? That just speak to the lone...
Yeah.
Sad teenager in all of us. All right, so we did up front suggest what the score might be. Has your opinion changed over?
No, it's going to be 10 out of 10, mate.
10 out of 10 for Chris Isaac. Yeah. Well, not for Chris Isaac, for the song.
Chris Isaac, Wicked Game.
Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. Very well deserved, I think. And now we're going to hear the beautiful version of that song.
You're going to find a fucking dubstep one, aren't you?
I hope there's a dubstep one out there. I really do. Luckily, this is not in the part of the podcast that's going to be getting listened to. All right, we are back. What a beautiful version of a beautiful song we just heard. I am in bits.
You are.
It's actually taken... show you behind the curtain a little bit. We just had to have a bit of a break so we could both recover emotionally from listening to that version of the song. It's just beautiful. Some things are just beautiful. But we have to pull ourselves back together. Just in time for the lightning round.
Yeah.
The lightning round where we review three things each very quickly. Haven't seen them before. A score and a sentence. Why don't you go first this time?
Yes. Spiralizers.
Spiralizers. 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10? Okay.
4 out of 10. I've got one. Yeah. Bit of a novelty. Sort of saw the appeal. they're actually kind of difficult to use and just chop stuff in it.
You can buy the stuff now. You can buy courgette spaghetti now anyway.
All right. Well, just chop. It's fine. You can. Yeah. It doesn't. Not everything has to be a spiral.
Don't need it. Don't need it.
Shot put.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Used to do that in discus, and yeah. Also I just like it brings out. It brings a lot of variety and the type of person you would get at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Is what I like about shot put as well.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, the shot putters are always the most.
Unlikely character.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Totally.
Yeah.
Also, there's something about the simplicity of shot put I like.
Yes.
How far can you chuck this heavy thing?
Yes, like, that's like why I also liked it.
Yeah.
Hamsters.
Ooh. 6 out of 10.
Go on.
Like, you know, got a lot of love for all of God's animals, great or small. No such thing as a bad animal. But if there was, it would probably be hamster.
What?
They're just little rats, isn't it? Like, they're just, what's nothing
they're
to
just,
them?
Like, they're just a bit mad. That's
I'll tell you
what, like
they're like the goldfish of mammals.
That sounds ideal.
But, you know, wouldn't you rather have a beautiful a clownfish or a fish of paradise or something, or a shark?
Yeah, but that's upkeep, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
goldfish has got very few needs.
And you don't care as much when they die.
Yeah.
Well, that's my score, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 for that, then.
For you, Gosforth.
What the hell's that?
Is that a place? I thought that was a place. Gosforth? I didn't look it up. I just assumed it's a bit place in Newcastle. I thought it'd be like a shit town in Yorkshire that you'd heard of.
There's something very similar, because obviously... So, I'm going to give it 4 out of 10.
For Gosforth?
Yeah.
Which you've just heard about for the first time?
Yeah.
Have you just Googled it?
Yeah. It's in Newcastle.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, all right. It's one of the better parts of Newcastle, I think, but that's why it's a 4 out of 10 and not a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was a bit of a damn
squid. It's the wrong side of the time.
That didn't go as well as I expected it to.
Final one for you, mate. Kling film.
Ooh, that is a great invention with one deadly flaw.
Yes.
It's a lot like Facebook, actually, in that, like, basically, it's awesome. You can wrap stuff up, put it in the fridge, you can take it to work with you. It's a really good way of containing food.
Yes.
But, as we all know, retrieving it from the roll is an absolute bastard.
Once removed.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so great and it's so terrible at the same time. But for me... being an optimistic dude, I'm going to give it exactly the same score I gave Facebook, which is an 8 out of 10. Great product with at least one serious flaw. Last one for you is push button toilets with two buttons for varying strength of flush.
I'm going to give them 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because I never know which one's which.
Which one's which?
So I just press both.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's, if anything, just wasting more water.
Yeah.
Because I'm just that paranoid about whether I've actually flushed it in the correct manner or not. Fuck those things, man. Or at least, like, label them or, like, make it common knowledge.
There needs to be some, like, universal indicator.
No idea. Or teach it in schools.
Nah.
All right. That's it, then. That's the podcast.
Another one in the bag.
Yeah,
9.
Thanks for listening. 9 down. And I think we can all agree they've just been getting better and better.
They have, yes.
They definitely didn't peak 6 weeks ago.
No.
But in case you were at all concerned about the direction these have been going in, we know that next week's, or the one in 2 weeks' time, is going to be...
It's going to be very good.
It's going to be special.
Very, we've got something really good lined up.
Yeah, it's going to be a treat. As ever, you can get in touch with us with your comments, feedback, suggestions for reviews. How do you do that?
You can catch us on Facebook and Twitter at Raf and Mail, which is RAFANDMALES. Or if you're some sort of insane person and you want to send us an email, you can do that at rafandmails@gmail.com.
GMAILDOT. COM.
So you don't have to do it anymore.
It's like our catchphrase now. And is there anything else we need to say? Leave us a review on iTunes.
You stand a
chance of getting into the Crystal Maze team.
Yes, we are forming, I don't want to say of like a new, what do they call it when you get like when they have bands, they have two good bands, super group. We're a super group of people that can review things.
Yeah.
And we're going to take on the Crystal Maze.
Yeah, like the Avengers, but with people with opinions about stuff. Rather than superpowers, they just have opinions.
And not long, drawn-out films.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And we are going to go and we're going to tear the Crystal Maze a new one.
Yeah.
There may still be a spot left on the team. Not sure.
But it does, please review or give us stars.
Yes.
It helps us garner the respect of Apple and iTunes.
Yeah, and means that people who don't know us personally might get to find out about it and end up listening to us and tell their friends and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And really, you're not doing it for us. You're doing it for their benefit.
Exactly.
Do the world a favour and help us grow this podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for listening as well.
Thank you very much for listening. You're all lovely people, apart from you, that one person. You know who I'm talking about. You. Enjoy. Bye.